时，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下之百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们神的殿做工。这是在大利乌王第二年6月24日。这是神的话语。
Thank you to each person who has shared in the service this morning.
谢谢今天每一天在这里敬拜的人。
It's good to have the choir back too.
就是啊，很感谢诗歌班。
The day I came to faith in Jesus in 1981, I told my parents.
1981年我信主的那一天，我告诉我的父母。
I was 16 years old.And they were skeptical of my new faith.
我当时只有16岁，而我的父母当时是持怀疑的态度。
This is a teenage phase that you're going through, they said.
他们说这是你一个啊青少年时期过渡期。
Well, I'm still going through it.
我仍在过渡期。
I knew my life was different.
但是我知道我的生命是不同的。
The day I came to faith in Jesus,I told my two best friends at school.
在我信主的那一天，我告诉我最要好的两个同学。
They laughed and mocked me.
他们嘲笑我。
But I knew my life was different.
但是我知道我的生命是不一样的。
The very next Sunday, I went to church for the first time as a believer.
第二个星期天，我作为一个信徒去参加崇拜。
I didn't know the songs, I didn't know the people, I didn't know what the service would be like.
我不知道诗歌，我也不认识人，我也不知道整个聚会会是怎样的。
And none of that mattered.
但这些都不重要了。
My life was different.
我的生命是不一样的。
Jesus had taken hold of my life.
耶稣掌管了我的生命。
In the book of Haggai, we see what happens when God takes hold of His people.
在哈该书里面，我们看到当神掌管人的生命的时候，是有不同的。
Remember the situation.
记得当时的情况。
The Jews had returned from exile in Babylon with excitement.
犹太人从流亡巴比伦的流亡当中回到故土，他们兴奋不已。
They began to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
他们开始在耶路撒冷重建他们的圣殿。
But opposition came.
但是反对的声音起来了。
And reconstruction halted.
重建停工了。
And for 18 years, they ignored God.
18年以来，他们一直忽视神。
So on the first day of the sixth month of the second year of Darius's reign,God spoke through the prophet Haggai.
所以在大流士执政的第二年的第六个月的第一天，神通过先知哈该这样说。
Give careful thought to your ways, he says.
他说到，你们要认真反省自己的行为。
It's a sobering challenge.
这是一个警醒钟。
And it will yield response.From the people.
需要人民的回应。
Ancient records help us date Haggai chapter 1 verse 1 precisely.
古代的记录帮助我们去准确这个在哈该书里面一章一节的这个日期。
It's August 29th, 520 BC.
它是公元前520年8月29日。
And what is amazing is the speed of the people's response.
令人惊奇的是当时百姓的反应，对这个反应的速度。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 15 says the people began rebuilding the temple on the 24th day of the sixth month of the second year of King Darius's reign.
哈该书一章十五节是说到，人们开始啊重建这个圣殿是在大流士执政的第二年的第六个月的第二十四天。
That's 23 days later, September 21st, 520 BC.
那是23天之后，是公元前520年9月21日。
In 23 days, the people turned from an inward focus to an upward focus.
在这23天里，人们从内在关注自己，转向对神的向上的关注。
They turned from looking at themselves to looking to God.
他们从关注自己转向关注神。
It was a spiritual revival.
这是一个属灵的复兴。
We're about to start 40 days.
我们将要开始40天。
May God revive us.
愿神复兴我们。
And there are 5 signs of revival here.
这有五个复兴的迹象。
First,The people obey the word of God.
首先，百姓服从神的话语。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 12 says, The people obey the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai.
哈该书一章十二节说到，百姓听到他们的神耶和华借先知哈该所讲的话，都顺服耶和华的话。
Transformation begins when we obey The word of God.
转变从服从神的话语开始。
When I was clearing my parents' home, I discovered a book.
当我帮我父母清理家的时候，我发现一本书。
It is a limited edition of the Coronation Order of Service for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth on June 2nd, 1953.
这是一个限量版，是当时在1953年6月2号伊丽莎白女王陛下的加冕仪式。
Early in the service, the leader of the Church of Scotland presents a Bible to the Queen.
在仪式的早期，苏格兰教会的领袖向女王赠送了这本圣经。
As he does so, he says this.
当他这样做的时候，他说道
We present you with this book, the most valuable thing that this world affords.
我们向你展示这本书，这是这个世界上所能提供的最宝贵的东西。
Christians are people of the book.
基督徒是圣经的书。
Ours is a revealed faith.
我们是个信心的展现。
We don't go on hunches about what God wants.
我们不忽视神所想望的。
We do not assess obedience by what our culture or society says.
我们不服从我们这个属世的文化或者社会所说的。
We do not journey through each day following our gut instinct.
我们不是靠着我们自己的直觉去过每天的生活。
We place ourselves under the authority of the Bible because this is God's revealed, inspired truth.
我们把自己置于圣经的权威之下，因为这是神所启示的真理。
Sadly, many Christians live with only marginal interest or understanding of the Scriptures.
但是非常可惜的是，我们许多的基督徒对圣经的兴趣和理解都是微不足道的。
They're like passengers on a plane who pay no attention to the safety announcements.
我们就像飞机上的乘客，我们对那些安全的公告毫无忽略的。
They treat the announcements that could save their lives with apathy or indifference.
他们不注意这些公告，这些公告是可以拯救他们的生命的。
Do we do the same with the Bible?
我们对圣经也是这样吗？
Yes, this book demands careful and thoughtful study.
是的，这本书需要我们认真和仔细地去学习。
Yes, not every part is easy to understand.
是的，不是每一个部分都是容易理解的。
Yes, an awareness of biblical background and biblical interpretation is important.
是的，我们对圣经的背景和一些解释是非常重要的。
But these are not reasons for dismissing or ignoring the Bible.
但这些都不是可以成为我们否认或者忽略圣经的一些理由。
Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
诗篇119篇105节这样说道，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
This book is the most valuable thing this world affords.
这本书是这个世界上最有价值的东西。
And the first sign of renewal in our lives is obedience to the word of God.
所以复兴的第一个迹象是服从神的话语。
May it be so in my life and in yours.
愿你的生命和我的生命都是这样。
The second sign is devotion to the worship of God.
第二个迹象是献身于对神的敬拜。
The end of Haggai chapter 1 verse 13 says, And the people feared the Lord.
哈该书一章十三节这样说到，百姓都敬畏耶和华。
The phrase fear of the Lord means to worship God with reverence.
敬畏耶和华的意思是说，我们以敬虔的方式去敬拜神。
Worship honors God for who he is and what he has done.
敬拜神因为他是谁和他为我们成就的大事。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, Therefore I urge you, sisters and brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
罗马书十二章一节这样说道，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In this verse, worship has a horizon.
在这些经文当中，敬拜有一个愿景。
Paul says, in view of God's mercy.
保罗说，以神的慈悲。
And what is this mercy?
这些慈悲是什么呢？
It's the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是十字架和耶稣的复活。
At the cross, our sin is forgiven.
在十字架上，我们的罪得赦免。
At the resurrection, Jesus conquers death.
在复活当中，耶稣战胜了死亡。
And we are offered new life with God forever.
而我们有一个新的生命与神永远在一起。
Worship is more than a central part of our Christian lives.
敬拜不只是我们生命的一个中心。
It is the very heart of Christian living.
也是我们基督徒生活的一个中心。
As one Christian theologian put it, to worship means to remember who owns your life.
一个神学家曾经这样说到，去敬拜是意味着去记得谁掌管我们的生命。
Who owns my life? Who owns your life?
谁掌管我的生命？谁掌管你的生命
？It is not me and it's not you.
不是你，也不是我。
We belong to the Lord.
我们属于神。
So is worship the heartbeat of your and my life?
所以敬拜是我们生命的一个核心，是一个心跳。
As we experience renewal, the second sign of renewal is devotion to worship of God.
所以我们经历复兴的第二个迹象就是献身于对神的敬拜。
The third thing that we see is a hunger for the Spirit of God.
第三个迹象就是我们渴望神的灵。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 14 says, The Lord stirred up the people, the spirit of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and of Joshua, the high priest, and of all the people.
哈该书一章十四节说到，耶和华激动犹大省长所罗巴伯、大祭司约书亚和并剩下的百姓的心。
To stir our spirit is the work of the Holy Spirit.
去激动我们的灵，这是圣灵的工作。
In the early 1900s, in my home country, in Wales, they experienced revival.
在二十世纪初期，我的家乡。 威尔士经历了一个大复兴。
The Holy Spirit moved in the hearts of thousands as they turned to Jesus.
圣灵感动上千人的心，让他们转向耶稣。
The results were felt instantly. People flocked to churches to hear the word of God.
的结果是立竿见影的，百姓人民他们聚集在教会中去听神的话。
And some years ago, I visited a small stone chapel in a small valley in Wales.
多年前我去拜访了一个在威尔士的一个小的一个石头的教会。
The building only sat about 50 or 60 people.
教会只能容纳50到60个人。
But during the revival in Wales, this building was packed.
但当时在复兴的当中，这个教会是被挤满了。
People gathered outside.
人们甚至在外面聚会。
They climbed up the walls to look through the windows.
他们趴在窗子外。
They sang the songs.
他们唱诗歌。
And they wanted to hear the sermon.
他们想要聆听讲道。
The Spirit of God drew people to Himself.
圣灵吸引人来到神的面前。
We are people of the book, but we're also people of the Holy Spirit.
我们是圣经的人，我们也是圣灵的人。
There's a Pentecostal in each one of us who is wanting to get out.
我们每个人里面都有一个五旬节去想要表达我们。
A Pentecostal in each one of us who is longing to express her or himself.
五旬节在我们里面，让我们去渴望去表达我们自己。
To overflow with love and praise for God.
我们去被圣灵充满，去赞美神。
You may be the frozen chosen.
也许你是一个冻的一个选民。
But let God's Spirit reign in your life.
让圣灵去掌管你的生命。
Let the passion fire us up.
让我们都充满了这个圣灵的火。
As we seek God.
当我们去寻求神。
Let's never lose that yearning for the move of God's Spirit as the Lord stirs the spirits of leaders and people of God.
让我们永远都不要去失去对圣灵感动的渴望，就像当时圣灵感动哈改人和他当时的领袖一样。
The fourth sign is renewal of identity as the people of God.
第四个迹象是重新认定神的子民的身份。
God had brought the people out of exile, but they had turned their backs on him.
神把百姓从流放中带了出来，但他们却背弃了神。
They failed to rebuild the temple.
他们未能重建圣殿。
So in Haggai chapter 1 verse 2, they are merely called these people.
说哈该书一章二节，他们神只是叫这些百姓。
But once they obey, Haggai chapter 1 verse 12 says they are the remnant of the people.
但一旦他们顺服下来，哈该书一章十二节，神叫他们剩下的百姓。
Remnant has a special meaning in the Old Testament.
剩下在旧约当中有一个特殊的意义。
Though the people had gone into exile,God promised to preserve a few who would return to the land, the remnant.
虽然这些人被流放，但是神应许他们，应许一部分人将会重返家园。
In Jeremiah 23 verse 3, the Lord says, I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them back to their pasture.Where they will be fruitful and increase in number.
耶利米书二十三章三节这样说道：“我要把我幸存的子民从我流放他们去的各地召集起来，领他们回到故土，使他们子孙兴旺。”
God will re-establish His covenant and continue His work of salvation.
神将重建他的盟约，继续他的救恩工作。
Which of course is supremely fulfilled in the coming of Jesus.
这是在耶稣到来的时候，是至终的实现了这个盟约。
The people of Haggai's day were this returning remnant.
所以 当时在哈该那个时候的百姓是剩余的百姓。
And their new obedience in Haggai chapter 1 verse 12 means they return to what they were always meant to be.
他们重新的一个服从是把他们是意味着把他们重新回到他们本应该应到的地方。
They are the remnant.
他们是剩余的百姓。
God restores their identity.
神恢复他们的身份。
Do we forget who we are in Christ?
我们是否也忘记我们在基督里的身份呢？
Do we listen to the condemning words of the devil?
我们是否去听撒旦对我们的定罪呢？
Do we tremble under the weight of sin?
我们是否在罪的压力下去颤抖呢？
Do we struggle to believe that God forgives and restores?
我们是否去挣扎的去相信神的赦免和他的恢复呢？和他的更新呢？
Hear God's declaration over your life as a follower of His.
让我们去聆听神的宣告，对于他的跟随者。
Hear what your identity in Christ is.
去聆听我们在基督里的身份。
In Christ, you are loved.
在基督里，你是被爱的。
Colossians 3 verse 12 says that we are God's chosen people.Holy and dearly loved.
哥林西书三章十二节说到，你是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
In Christ, you are forgiven.
在基督里，你被赦免。
Ephesians 1 verse 7 says we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
以弗所书一章七节说到，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得与赦免。
In Christ, you are a new creation.
在基督里，你是一个新造的人。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, The old has gone and the new has come.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的人。
In Christ, you are not condemned.
在基督里，你是不被定罪的。
Romans 8 verse 1 says that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
罗马书八章一节说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
In Christ, you are more than a conqueror.
在基督里，你是得胜有余的。
Romans 8 verse 37 says, In all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
在罗马书八章三十七节说到，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
In Christ, you are God's workmanship.
在基督里，你是神的工。
Ephesians 2 verse 10 says we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us.
以弗所书二章十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
In Christ, you are a work in progress.
在基督里，你是持续的。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says that God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day Christ returns.
腓立比书一章六节说到，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
In Christ, you have victory.
在基督里，你是得胜的。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 57 says that God gives us the victory.Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书十五章五十七节说到，神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
So walk with your heads held high, because you are a daughter or son of the living God.
所以让我们高举着头走路，因为在基督里，我们是神这个真神的女儿和儿子。
This is our identity.
这就是我们的身份。
The signs of a renewed life are obedience to the word of God.
这一个复兴的生命是的一个迹象，是我们服从神的话。
Devotion to the worship of God.
献身于对神的敬拜。
Hunger for the Spirit of God.
渴望神的灵。
And our identity is the people of God.
还有我们神的子民的身份。
But there is one more.
但是有一个是更多的。
When I was 8 or 9 years old, I began to play the cello.
当我八九岁的时候， 我练习拉大提琴。
As you know, my father was a world-class professional cellist.
所以你们大家也许都知道，我的父亲是一个世界级的大提琴家。
And to this day, I remember sitting on a stool ready to play the cello.
我到今天我还记得，当时我坐在一个板凳上，当我去练习大提琴的时候。
With the cello bow in my hand.
当那个弓在我的手里。
Now the sounds I produced were not exactly musical.
当时那个其实我所拉出的不是一个音乐。
More like scratches on a board or the sound of cats screaming.
更像是一个抓纸皮的声音或者是一个猫的尖叫。
And then my father sat with his arms around me.
然后我的父亲从后面用他的手围绕我。
His right hand covered my hand with the bow.
他的右手盖在我的右手上面。
His left hand covered my left hand on the neck of the cello.
然后他左手放在我的左手上面，摁在提琴的弦上。
He told me to relax and let my fingers and hands rest under his control.
他告诉我放松，让他去控制我的手指和手。
And in those moments, I became a world-class virtuoso cellist.
在那一刻，我变成一个世界级的大师。
His hands moved mine.
他的手移动我的手。
And the sound was rich and elegant.
声音是饱和和优美的。
My father was with me.
我的父亲跟我在一起。
The final, the most glorious sign of renewal is a promise that comes in four words.
最后一个是最荣耀和一个复兴最重要的一个迹象，就是这四个字的应许。
It's a promise that we hear time and again in Scripture.
这个应许是在我们圣经里所听到的。
In Haggai chapter 1 verse 13, God says, I am with you.
在哈该书一章十三节，神说道：“我与你们同在。”
More than anything else in our lives,
所以我们生命中的所有的事情
，in our relationships,
我们的关系当中
，in our families,
在我们的家庭当中
，in our conversations,
在我们的对话中
，in our fellowship,
在我们的团契中
，in our church community,
在我们的教会团体中
，in our mission,
在我们的使命中
，the presence.Of God is the cry of our hearts.
神的同在是我们心灵的呐喊。
I am with you.
我与你同在。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning, make yourself known among us.
神啊，今天早上，请你向我们显现。
Open our hearts and our minds and our lives to your word.
打开我们的心，打开我们的意志，我们的生命因着你的话语。
To a deeper life of worship.
让我们更深的去敬拜你。
To the move of your spirit.
因着你圣灵的感动。
To the truth of who we are in Christ.
因着我们在基督里我们的身份的真理。
And to your gracious, loving presence.
以你的慈爱和爱的同在。
Come, O Lord.
来，主啊。
Amen.Pastor Lee, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Callum. In response, let's sing a prayer, really, that God, by His Spirit, would be at work in us and through us. Number 291, O Breath of Life. Would you please stand?O breath of life, come sweeping through us, revive thy church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit thy church to meet this hour. O breath of God, come bend us, break us, till humbly we confess our need. Then in thy tenderness remake us, revive, restore, for this we plead. Can I pause there? And can I put Pastor Callum on the spot? Would you be able to lead this hymn? I hear that you know it better than I. Is that right? Do you know this one better than I do? A duet. Wonderful. Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Kwan. Verse 3.
O breath of love, come breathe within us, renewing thought and will and heart. Come, love of Christ, afresh to win us, revive thy church in every part.
Verse 5.
Revive us, Lord, is zeal abating, while harvest fields are vast and wide. Revive us, Lord, the world is waiting. Equip thy church to spread the
We may not know the words or the tune, but we long for the blessing of those words in our lives. O breath of life, come and breathe upon us, fill us with your spirit, and Lord, take us to where we have not yet been in you, and do more than we can ask or imagine, Lord. And the blessing of God rest upon each one of us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.